Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Yeah, well, we're going to go live and say that in a second. Don't worry. And welcome back to the Nutri-Medical Report. We have Deborah Tavares chomping at the bit, as she does. She has her own show over at Rents Radio. And periodically we'll have broadcasters from other shows. For example, Chris Geo is on tomorrow here from the Genesis Network. He has his own radio network on Truth Frequency Radio. Deborah's over at Rents Radio. If you go over there to rentsradio.com, you can actually find her show and listen to it. She's a firebrand of truth telling about the smart meters and now about water. And the water issue, I think, is front and center, probably one of the most serious issues on the planet. People don't understand that we have solutions like primary water, which we've talked about in the past with Deborah, but some of the actions by people like our governor here in California are so obscene and so over the top and so predatory in terms of what it's going to do to the public and industry here and the ability to produce food, which is it's sometimes producing up to 90% of certain types of produce during the year to the rest of America. It's pretty devastating. And the cost of food prices is going to go astronomically high. The cost of water is going to become insane. Deborah, tell us the latest breaking news of what Governor Brown is trying to do to the public here. And, of course, they're not facing and talking about primary water. They're doing stupid things like toilet-to-tap water in Orange County. Everything to me is topsy-turvy and all designed to tell us that there are no solutions to these problems when, in fact, solutions are aplenty, but they want to have total control of the population and they want to have water hegemony. We have climate modification technologies being foisted on America, so Texas and California in particular are being dehydrated on purpose, just like Sao Paulo, Brazil, the largest city in the Southern Hemisphere. The predatory activities of globalists controlling world weather systems through geoengineering of the upper atmosphere. This is no joke, and it's not a conspiracy theory. If people disagree, call into the show, 800-259-5791. I'm going to do an intellectual dissection on you. If you do have the bravery to think that you do know more than I do about the technology that they can do to cause modification of weather, please call in. I will make certain that by that time, I'm going to give you an intellectual beating, which you deserve. Now, people say, why would you do that? I thought you were nice, Dr. Deagle. I treat people with great love and respect, and I will die for you out there in public. I love you. But I do not treat stupidity, arrogance, ignorance, or evil with anything more than violence. And that's what you do, Deborah. You treat ignorance and evil and conspiracy realities, not theories, with violence. We have to. We have to stand up and say, no more. We're not going to tolerate this. And when Governor Brown decides to do what you're announcing today, this is pretty scary, isn't it? Tell us the latest breaking news.
Well, yes, Dr. Deagle, thank you so much for having me on. And for everyone that's listening, I run the website stopthecrime.net. We also have toxicsky.org, toxicsky.org. We have a number of YouTubes, and relative to our conversation today, an extremely important YouTube to get out is Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power. Last time we spoke, Dr. Bill, on the program, we talked about primary water and why we do not have a water shortage. So for everyone that's listening that may not have caught that show, go to our other website called primarywater.org. Understand the media psyops campaign that is being waged globally to scare all of us into the illusion of scarce water resources when, in fact, the Earth is the water planet. We have an abundance of water. Water is a renewable resource. It's very, very important. We must stop allowing trickery because of our lack of understanding how water science works. So we have two YouTubes right up and out. We need everybody's help to get this out. As you said in your show opener, Dr. Bill, we are in a major global crisis with the illusion of scarce water resources, and we've got to turn this around as soon as possible because literally millions and millions of people are going to suffer from water stress and death because of decreased water resources, the illusion of it, and the reduced a food supply, but two YouTubes must listen. Water Crisis Hoax. Water Crisis Hoax. And the companion to that YouTube is Primary Water Explained. Very, very important. Primary Water Explained. When you go to primarywater.org, you can print half-page, two-sided flyers. Get these flyers out far and wide. It's very important. I'm going to cover a lot of ground right now, Dr. Bill, but right now what was breaking today in California is Governor Brown issued an executive order and calls for a mandatory 25% water reduction. Now, this is nothing, absolutely, but rationing. We're getting into rationing, just like you mentioned, Sao Paulo, Brazil. They are rationing water resources right now. This is a massive media psyops to really push quickly the illusion of scarce water resources. Now, we just came back from a special assignment, Dr. Bill. A team of us went down I-5 between San Francisco and Los Angeles, where the San Joaquin Valley is located. For all of you that have heard, the San Joaquin Valley farmers and ranchers have received zero water allocation for this year from the state and federal government. Their only source of water now are their wells. And that is why we must do all we can to get primary water out so that people understand we have to start looking down for water rather than up. We've sadly been taught that water comes from rain and snowmelt. And actually, rain and snowmelt is from primary water that's evaporated as the water forms from hydrogen and oxygen and then surfaces, and we see it surfacing in many, many ways, certainly geysers and other aspects of water that we see flowing and cascading endlessly, for example, in the Hawaiian Islands, where we just see the water continuously cascade down the tip of a mountain. Primary water is what we know as being oases in the desert. Again, Muammar Gaddafi was able to access primary water. It's called the Great Man-Made River Project. He brought water into Libya, and for free, 70% of the Libyan population had water until NATO and the U.S. went in and blew up the Great Man-Made River Project, which was the eighth wonder.
We talked about that in the first hour.
Yep.
Yeah, we talked about that in the first hour with Keisha Rogers, who was a candidate for the Democratic Party Congress back in the 2012 elections. And what you're exposing, Deborah, is one of the greatest crimes against humanity. It shows that the globalists now are in a final mode. I said the gear to cause global omnicide.
Well, that's absolutely true. And what I think everyone needs to understand is what the documents tell us. The one of the reasons that water scarcity is now being amped up and is under massive media psyops, psychological warfare against the global population, is because when they convince the people that we have scarce water resources and they reduce food supply adequately, the solution is going to be genetically modified foods. And that is, this. We're in a war. We're in a war.
Genetically modified foods, of course, make genetically modified people because
absolutely.
It causes epigenetic changes, not to one or two genes, but hundreds.
Yeah,
so literally human beings will no longer be human.
That's right. Now, when Governor Brown announced today mandatory 25% water reduction, he went on to say there's no end to the statewide drought and that executive order for the first ever statewide mandatory water reductions. Of course, we know that the weather has been engineered. We know that by the use of weather weapons, we're literally going to be pushed all around the country. We're going to be forced into migrating because of heavy assaults with weaponized weather. We're told this, and I want to discuss this, Dr. Bill. It's
They want to push people into what are called super cities. They've predicted now. These are United Nations documents that say predict.
That's right.
That
they're called mega cities.
66
That's
cities. Right. There'll be 5 million or larger. 66 mega cities of 5 million or larger will house 85% of the world's population.
That's right.
By 2050.
Exactly right. And what I wanted to point out is what we discover here, and of course, again, we were distributing information in the San Joaquin Valley to the small farmers and ranchers about primary water. They're literally being tricked to believe they're out of water, and they're literally being forced off their land. They're, of course, not being able to...
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You may have heard about taking silver supplements for better health, but not all silver supplements are alike. Silver 100 with OptiSilver from NutriMedical.com is an ionic silver citrate complex and is unparalleled as the most powerful pathogen killer available. Silver 100 with OptiSilver is not colloidal silver or nanoparticle silver. It's better, and here's why. Silver 100 is thousands of times stronger than any other silver product available and is far more efficient than all other forms of silver, including colloidal silver. And because of its superior efficiency, Silver 100 with OptiSilver is more economical. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness by using Silver 100 with OptiSilver from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
And welcome back, and action with this water catastrophe that's coming. And it's on us right now.
Right, Dr. Bill. I'm looking at several things. First, I'm looking at an article that came out of the San Francisco Chronicle March the 20th. It says, California's drought needs strong action from leadership right now. And it says, Governor Brown and the leaders of both parties from the legislature have announced a $1 billion plus plan to combat the worst effects of California brutal four-year drought. But the clear limitations of the package, it's got very little new money and even fewer new ideas. And it shows just how hard it's going to be for California leaders to fight the demands of nature. Now, nature, there is no such thing as nature being the reality of this deliberate weaponized weather consequence of a drought in California. So we are being fed two psyops lies in tandem. We're being fed that weaponized weather is not a fact. It is. We're being fed that we have scarce water resources when we do not. The Earth is the water planet. Water is renewables. Again, go to primarywater.org. But I'm going to refer to an article, or I should say a report, that came out in 1978, and it's through the RAND Corporation that is all part of this globalist water scheme, along with Bechtel. But the report is entitled, Efficient Water Use in California, Water Rights, Water Districts, and Water Transfers. Again, this was in 1978. The preface of this report reads as follows. This report is one of many documents and findings of the RAND Corporation study of water use efficiency in California. The study was commissioned by the California State Assembly in the autumn of 1976 and was supported by a grant from the Rockefeller Foundation. Its purpose was to examine current water use efficiency and to suggest ways to improve it. The focus of the study was deliberately set statewide, although particular areas of the states received attention in some of the reports. It was not designated to solve problems that have drawn recent attention, such as the 1976-77 drought and its groundwater overdraft problems in the San Joaquin Valley. In other words, this report is a statewide report from the RAND Corporation that invented and has pushed out the Delphi technique, D-E-L-P-H-I. Very important
right.
To understand what is happening here and understand we are literally being led by a corporate construct. We believe we have elected legislators, we have elected city councils and county board of supervisors, and while they are elected, they sit there every day. In fact, right now, as we're here on this program, Dr. Bill, they're approving policies and signing on to grants and agreeing to contracts that are impoverishing each and every single one of us, and we don't even realize the debt obligation that's exploding under the grants. And this is extremely important to understand. We have a de facto corporate construct. And when
what we have is what's called a contract. Deborah, is here? Alliances which violate the idea of public input and pretend to, I call Del Lie instead of Delphi, Del Lie techniques, so the public thinks they're getting input or has some control, when in fact it's being handed over to transnational corporations like T. Boone's Pickens, that in the event of setting up, wind power generators across the aquifers, he gets aquifer rights while he gets the rights to the land to set up the wind power generators. And the real issue is they want control of all the water rights in North America.
Yeah,
and the United Nations, by the way, every nation on Earth except for Vega.
We know the wind, the turbines are acoustic weapons, and people are getting very sick from those alone. However, I want to jump into
and scale weapons for scale electricity
here,
too.
Yep. Here in Northern California, at the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors meeting, we witnessed the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors meeting on St. Patrick's Day, March 17th of 2015, sign on with Rockefeller and Rothschild on water plans. They agreed to sign on and bring on a corporation entitled Consensus Building Institute, Inc. Consensus Building Institute, Inc. The Sonoma County Board of Supervisors hired this corporation, which is Rockefeller, to bring in consultants to work with all of us here in Sonoma County on water reducing requirements. All a fraud, all a hoax, backed by Rothschild and Rockefeller, who joined teams in 2012. You can hear this on YouTube.
Right.
It is entitled Sonoma County, Northern California, signs on to the Rockefeller-Rothschild policies. It's only a 12-minute YouTube. It's a must-see. You can find it also. Our YouTube channel is on the homepage at stopthecrime.net, and you can look at some of the more recent YouTubes that we've done as well. Very important to understand what your cities are doing to each and every single one of you right now, every day. They are incorporated. They do not serve you. They've also recently signed on to more Rothschild and Rockefeller policies and programs. They're creating a new banking reality across the country under the guise of voluntary loan programs under PACE, P-A-C-E. We have discovered that PACE is Rothschild and Rockefeller, and there's many subsidiaries to these PACE loans that are being set up under the guise of being voluntary to help you finance your retrofitting to reduce your greenhouse gas emissions, again, all based on fraudulent science. But because every structure in the United States is non-compliant, out of compliance with the new green energy codes, the new markets are being created, and these new banking, literally false banking practices are being created on false science. So what we have are, we have loans. Your cities are approving them now. You can type in the name of your city followed by PACE loans to see if your city or your county has signed you on to the opportunity to voluntarily take a loan when code enforcement knocks on your door and tells you you are out of compliance. You need to retrofit your home. And there are three tiers of required retrofitting. The first tier is really going to be expensive for many people. They're going to have to put on solar, green, cool roofs, replace all appliances, windows in many instances, increase weather stripping, reduce water consumption. In fact, I will tell you, I am now finding that there is quite a bit of water damage when people flush these low flush toilets. And the flush doesn't go through completely. The toilet gets backed up. Cases, please.
Stay there. We'll be right back, Deborah, with more.
Attention taxpayers. If you received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space.
And welcome back, and people need to understand, this is not a conspiracy theory. They really are blocking the water. These policies are public. You can actually read documents on them. And that's what you're talking about, Deborah. Also, people need to be very aware that the geoengineering of the weather has two aspects. One, they want to create drought, number one, which is why Sao Paulo, Brazil, part of the BRICS nations, are being pummeled by weather modifications to literally bring them to a crisis right now. The largest city in the southern hemisphere, Sao Paulo, Brazil, at 24 million, is in crisis right now. And by the way, California is a year away from major crisis. The snowpack up in the mountains, everything. And, of course, it's an awful North American Water Power Project, which we talked about in the first hour with Keisha Rogers, was done. If we used primary water, we wouldn't have a problem. Even if you used desalination from the Pacific Ocean and we had proper filters to take out the radiotoxins, we'd be fine. But we aren't. And the reason why is bad planning, manipulation, and of course they want to depopulate, because their ultimate plan is in the next 35 years, they want the population of every country on earth to be in 66 or more cities of 5 million or more, where the massive human population will be squeezed into small cages and micro apartments under total control of globalists with a toxic environment, toxic genetically modified food, forced vaccinations and genetically modified, and of course a total control system of information where you won't have any freedom of thought or religion or anything else. They have created a super religion, a one world religion, and a one world economic system where they'll be in total control. You'll be a caged animal, not a human sovereign person.
That's,
and believe it or not, this
right.
is not a theory.
That's absolutely right.
It's a reality. And you have to understand this, people out there. If you disagree with me, by all means, call into the show. And I speak about this as a technical expert. I was one of the initial founding members of Greenpeace, and I got out of it over 40 years ago when I saw them spraying seal pups with red dye, and the seabirds and the orca whales would kill these seal pups because they were sprayed red with dye, and they could see them through the ice. So I was an environmentalist out in the oceans before I went into medicine in 1973. You need to understand, I have been in the shoes of knowing classified information on this and have read the World Watch Institute, have got the documents from Human Life International about the global control of population by people like the World Health Organization, and they've proven now with the Kenyan Medical Doctors Association. This isn't speculation out there. You might think that we're a conspiracy theorist. No, we're a conspiracy realist. And if you disagree with us, we are violently going to intellectually beat you over the head with the facts until you submit. You have to understand, this is not open to a discussion where you think you have a right to an opinion. The word opine means you have facts, logic, or decency that explains that your thesis is correct. We have everything on our side, and you have nothing if you disagree with us. That's the point.
Dr. Bill,
this is not a minor issue.
Direct everyone to the YouTube Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power, because there is a document
right
in there. In fact, the entire YouTube is chucked full of documents. Everyone that might be doubting anything at all,
right,
you can download the documents.
Oh, yeah, and they have to understand, this is the final, what I call the Rubicon for the human race.
That's absolutely right.
Here's where we're going.
Here's where we're going.
Last night I watched the show. Let me finish this. I watched a show on where they have a new chimeric poliovirus for killing solid cancers. We're within 5 to 20 years of solving human aging. Where in most diseases like cancer are going to be conquered in the next 5 to 20 years. There's tokamak fusion reactors. The Chinese have said, we're enough of this hiding stuff. They have enough industrial espionage from us. They're going to release technology we've had for 50 years for fusion energy. We've had the Russians have known for 60 years about the gold theory about primary oil coming from the earth because it's a nuclear reactor. It's not created by dinosaurs. And primary water has been something that's been known for hundreds of years. Hundreds of years. And that's what's disturbing about this. When somebody who is a genius, by the way, Mr. Muammar Gaddafi was weird, but he was a genius and he cared and loved his own people, which is why they had the best social state for any Arab country, where they had the highest standard of living, free home loans, free car loans, free education right up to PhD level and engineering and other training. And now it's a devastated tribal warfare state that's completely destroyed, including this water system. Do we want to tolerate this anymore, people? No. No, this is the end of the road for the globalists. And we say, and I say like my ancestor Moses, enough, let my people go, O pharaohs of this world. Let my people go.
Well, Dr. Bill, in the YouTube, again, Water Wars, Stealing Water for Profit and Power, we have some extremely important documents that people can read. One we found out of Israel via Goldman Sachs, and it's entitled Sustainable Growth, Taking a Deep Dive into Water. That YouTube is, again, as I said, just full of resource material and directions where you can find this. But I want to acquaint everyone with a word that I have been hearing at many of the meetings that I attend. And recently we attended the annual American Association for the Advancement of Science in San Jose, California. And I kept hearing the word commodify. And there was a slide, and it was really daunting. The slide said, begin to think of climate as a commodified natural resource. Climate traditionally considered a public good, non-excludable, and consumption of it by one individual shouldn't reduce the amount available to be consumed by another individual. So I looked up the word commodified, and it is a Marxist theory. Human beings can be considered subject to commodification in contexts such as genetic engineering, social engineering, cloning, eugenics, social Darwinism, fascism, mass marketing and employment. And extreme cases of commodification is slavery, when human beings themselves become a commodity to be sold and bought. Similarly, the use of non-human animals, clothing, entertainment, etc., all commodities. What we find now is that every single thing has got value. Everything, the air, the wind, the weather, the climate, The food, everything is going to have an intrinsic value assigned to it, including the commodification of water, where they say the commodification of water refers to the process of transforming water from a public good into a tradable commodity, also known as an economic good. Now, whose economic good? The controllers, those wealthy few. That's the economic good. They go on to say this transformation introduces water into previously unencumbered market forces in the hope of being managed more efficiently as a resource. The commodification of water has increased significantly during the 20th century in parallel with fears over water scarcity and environmental degradation. Now, when I attended this annual American Association...
The real issue here comes from the fact that we are now in a situation where the commodification of human beings, people need to realize this is being done. Human cloning is occurring in China on a large scale outside Beijing.
Absolutely, yeah.
People need to also realize that what's happening is our civilization is on the verge of a major, what I call, involution. Not an evolution, but an involution to a caste system of genetic and cybernetically enhanced super segment of society. And they've bifurcated the science base for our culture over 100 years ago, which is why predictive programming by people like H.G. Wells and other authors was literally predictively programming the human race into bifurcating into a superculture of the advanced elite that are eventually going to achieve human genetic engineering, which you can see conceived by the Nazis in the 1930s. And now we're at that state here. It's very, very disturbing, isn't it?
Well, it is. And also a word that many people are hearing in their local cities, and certainly we are as well, it's called resilient cities. And when you look at what that means, because many of the cities that I am in call themselves resilient cities. Well, resilient cities, it's very interesting. The definition of resiliency is building resilience is about making people, communities, and systems better prepared to withstand catastrophic events, both natural and man-made. We are being pummeled by intentional weather weapons, and we are to become more resilient.
Exactly. Back in a moment with Deborah. Stay tuned.
You may have heard about taking silver supplements for better health, but not all silver supplements are alike. Silver 100 with OptiSilver from NutriMedical.com is an ionic silver citrate complex and is unparalleled as the most powerful pathogen killer available. Silver 100 with OptiSilver is not colloidal silver or nanoparticle silver. It's better, and here's why. Silver 100 is thousands of times stronger than any other silver product available and is far more efficient than all other forms of silver, including colloidal silver. And because of its superior efficiency, Silver 100 with OptiSilver is more economical. Clear your body of hidden microorganisms that cause illness by using Silver 100 with OptiSilver from Dr. Bill Deagle's NutriMedical.com. Order online at NutriMedical.com or call 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or go to NutriMedical.com, spelled NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
And welcome back to the Nuclear Medical Report. This very serious concept you want to talk about, Deborah, is important for people to grasp. This is not a airy-fairy concept. It's one that's being forced on municipalities, not just across America, but these policies are global. They're going to envelop the entire world, and the test environment is this Del Lie, I call it, the Delphi technique, and being used on the people to actually create a crisis out of nothing, not deal with the real science of primary water, and to push us into a situation where they stress the population until many people die, food supplies collapse, we have famine worldwide, and people are forced to migrate from population areas because of massive drought and desertification caused by geoengineering of the climate. It's really dangerous, it's deadly, and it's so evil it's hard for people to conceive that people could be doing this to us, because I call it a trans-dimensional evil. It really is an evil that transcends the evil of even the most evil human person, because it's beyond that.
Well, that's exactly right. And when you look up resilient cities and the definition for resilient cities, again, you find the relationship between Rothschild and Rockefeller. And the working definition that was put forward about a resilient city says this: it is a city that has developed capacities to help absorb future shocks and stresses to its social, economic, and technical systems and infrastructure so as to still be able to maintain essentially the same functions, structures, systems, and identity. Now, I want to tell you what a resilient city really is, again, set up by the Rothschild-Rockefeller groups. It's organized criminal trauma network corporate crimes, intentionally planning the shocks of weaponized weather, such as what is being done in California right now with the drought. But this is really about trauma training to make all of us trauma ready for the intentional shocks that can now be done through technologies. Again, this is trauma training. And we are all being traumatized right now and pushed in to a reality that is being completely controlled. Now, some of the aspects of resilient systems include being aware and they talk about what threats are and the risks that you face and how vulnerable are you. They go on to say another aspect is being diverse. It implies that a person or a system has a surplus of capacity, such as it can successfully operate under a diverse set of circumstances. Now, when I attended the American Association for Advancement of Science, they said that they would be having citizen scientists in all of the cities that would be using special apps on their iPhones to report the damage and give damage assessment and loss of life and injuries in real time to the new satellites that they're launching among and above all of the cities and the new sensor and data collection devices that will be everywhere. This is so that they can literally look and check the success of their weaponized weather systems and the shocks that they will be literally creating the trauma effect that is desired. They talk about being self-regulating.
In other words, they put a bomb vest on Gaia, Mother Earth.
Yeah. Well, they talk about self-regulating, and they say this means elements within a system behave and interact in such a way as to continue functioning to the system's purpose, which means it can deal with situations and interferences without extreme malfunction. So they want all of us to be able to deal with these intentional shocks literally created through scientific applications so that we will be able to continue to function under extreme malfunction. And they say catastrophic collapse or cascading disruptions. We need to be self-regulating. They say it's sometimes called islanding. Now, Dr. Bill, this is unbelievable. Listen to this. It's sometimes called islanding or deep networking, a kind of failing safely that ensures failure is discrete and contained. A self-regulating system is more likely to withstand disruption, less likely to exacerbate the effects of a crisis if it fails, and it is more likely to return to function or to be replaced more quickly once the crisis has passed. So self-regulating means that if there's tremendous loss, you're to decouple from that reality, and the rest will go on. In other words, we're going to see such disaster. And they talked about what used to be 100-year storm events, for example, as being annual events, and now increasingly even less than
one year. Science,
we have a YouTube up. It's called KILL, K-I-L-L, Arc Storm. We filmed the NOAA presentation on the intention of creating massive earthquakes, massive flooding, and it talks specifically about California and the types of devastation to the economy that would occur. Much of what would be not recoverable. Again, that's called KILL, ARK, A-R-K, STORM, S-T-O-R-M. Check that out on YouTube. It is an unbelievable exposure of the types of weapons that are going to be used. They say the next need for us to survive these shocks is we have to be integrated. And they say being integrated means that individuals and groups and organizations and other entities have the ability to bring together their thoughts and elements into a cohesive solution and action. The final aspect...
It means total control is what it means.
Yes, absolutely. The final aspect is being adaptive. The final defining characteristic, they say, of a resilience is being adaptive. The capacity to adjust to changing circumstances during a disruption or developing new plans, taking new actions, or modifying behaviors so that you're better able to withstand and recover from a disruption, particularly when it's not possible or wise to go back to the way things were before. Adaptability also suggests flexibility, the ability to apply existing resources to new purposes or for one thing to take on multiple roles. So in other words, if we are not adaptive, that means we're not flexible, and we will fail. the shock test that we are literally going
but
to be...
But it's designed for failure. It's like making a test up so not all your class fails.
That's exactly right.
Here's the science. First off, not fixing Fukushima is one of the shocks, because the plasma physics affecting deep trenches creates a change in plasma physics that creates superstorms, which are like the day after tomorrow storms, and those are going to become more frequent. Also, the loss of the loop current because of the Macondo drilling. That loop current has not come back because they're still using Corexit. There's still oil leaking from the bottom of the Gulf of Mexico at the Macondo, which means the devil's food. That's the actual Haitian word for it. Macondo means the devil's food drill site. And people should understand what's going on here. The globalists are Satanists. They want to bring satanic omnicide to the planet. And they believe that now it's time for them to bring forth their lord that'll take over control of the millennium under satanic, global, absolute, complete control-freak satanic rule. They want to reduce most of the population to 90%, and they want to replace the underclass of humans with cybernetically enhanced, genetically grown, cloned human beings that are basically androgynous, neither male nor female. That's their goal. Their goal is to have a complete control society where the upper caste will be genetically and cybernetically enhanced like Gattaca, and they believe that they will create what we call an order on earth through basically a satanic order of the God of forces, as it says in the Bible, and they're using all the dialectic of lies, deception, murder, omnicide, destroying the ecosystem, all to maintain absolute control and to be certain that this planet is firmly under the control of our global overlords. And people say, that can't be. It is. It's just one of those is things. And they have to understand that our planet's been constantly invaded and controlled from time immemorial. It's all through the Bible. It's the reality is finally culminating now in our day and age at the end of the secular age of humanity. We either conquer this or we are conquered, and most of the people listening to this program, most of the people alive today, will soon be swept away as dust.
Well, thank you, Dr. Bill, for having me on the program. Again, go to stopthecrime.net, everyone.
Absolutely amazing. Stopthecrime.net and toxicsky.net as well.
And primarywater.org.
Absolutely. Thank you.
It's happening again. The feds are trying to ban your freedom to own body armor. In January, a newly introduced bill, H.R. 378, will take away your right to buy level 3 and higher body armor. Katie Armor offers the most affordable level 3 body armor packages on the market today. Protect yourself. Buy your body armor now before it's too late. Go to katiearmor.com. That's C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.